I'm April Cummings with your latest news. No official word yet on who will replace outgoing Deputy Governor, the Honorable Frantz Manderson, when he retires this summer. This despite social media posts congratulating the current head of the portfolio of the civil service, Gloria McField Nixon. Once there is an official announcement, Radio K-Man will keep you posted. Cayman First Insurance Company files a lawsuit against NCB Homes in Grand Court, seeking just over $136,000 in unpaid group health insurance premiums. The claim stems from a discounted settlement agreed to in late 2024, followed by a stage payment plan that NCB allegedly breached after making one $45,000 payment. Cayman First is asking the court for the outstanding balance, plus interest and costs. It's time to get moving. The Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability has launched Move It Cayman, a 12-week national movement challenge under the Step Into Wellness initiative. Participants can register online at gov.ky/moveitcayman to access the new activity calendar and join the Team Fit app challenge starting the 12th of April.
The app is going to have tons of options of things you can do. The calendar is going to have tons of things that you can do. We just need to take advantage of it. Find out what's free. Find out what's happening. See what fits your lifestyle and where you can fit something in and make it a priority to do so.
Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean says the app lets teams track workouts, earn points, and stay motivated with premium features like guided workouts and even some meditation. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes says family, workplace, and district teams are already forming, helping people connect and stay active together. There will be weekly prizes and community shout-outs to keep participants inspired throughout the challenge. And while we're on the subject of sports, the Cayman Islands women's national football team is resuming its CONCACAF W qualifiers campaign this week with two matches to wrap up Group C play. Cayman faces Costa Rica on April 11th and then travels to Grenada for an April 14th match. The Department of Agriculture is making it easier for home gardeners to figure out what's wrong with their plants.
It's a clinic where you receive on-the-spot consultation for your plants that may have issues.
That's Plant Protection Officer Nelson Laville, who says the clinics will be held once a month on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 12 on the front lawn of the Department of Agriculture in Lower Valley. That way it's easier for people who can't come to DOA during the week. Gardeners can bring samples or sharp photos, but they should seal any leaves or plants in a bag or jar so they don't spread pests or disease.
If it's an insect or a snail, etc., that you want some advice on, a jar could help. If it's a leaf that or roots, etc., put them into a bag. I'd recommend something like the Ziploc bag. Do not bring any plants that are rotten and already dead. We cannot adequately diagnose your issue if the plant is rottening or dead.
Mr. Laville says the goal is to help backyard gardeners do the right thing so their plants can flourish. The first session is this weekend on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at the Department of Agriculture in Lower Valley. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.